In Parasha Shemot, we have a pair of episodes in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayhi bayamim ahem, vayigdal Moshe, vayitzei el achav, vayar basiv losam, vayar ish mitzri, makeh ish evri me'achav. He saw an Egyptian man striking a Jewish man, vayifen ko vacho, vayar ki ein ish, vayachas ham mitzri, vayitmeneu bachol. He struck down the mitzri, he killed him, he hid him in the sand. Vayitzei bayam hasheni, he went out on the second day, v'nei shnei anashim evrim nitzim. There were two Jewish men fighting. V'yomer lo rasha lama sakeh reyecha. He told the Rasha, why are you hitting your friend? V'yomer, mi samcha le'ish, sar v'shefet aleinu. Who made you in charge? Halar geni ato omer kashar raktas ha-mitzri. Are you going to kill me the way you killed the mitzri? V'yira Moshe, and Moshe was afraid. V'yomer, achein no da davar. In truth, the matter is known. V'yishma paro es ha-davar hazeh, v'yivakesh la-rogas Moshe. Paro heard what Moshe had done, that he had killed the Mitzri, and he wanted to execute Moshe. Vayivrach Moshe b'pnei Paro. Moshe fled from the wrath of Paro. Vayeshev be'eretz Midyan, vayeshev ala be'er. He traveled to Midyan, and then he spent a long time in Midyan. Now, when it says that Moshe was afraid, when it says, Achein noda davar, what was known, what was Moshe afraid of? Rashi says, on both, vayira Moshe kipshuto, there is a pashup shot, Achein noda davar kimashmo. The simple pshat Rashi brings first is that the matter of his killing of the Mitzri was known, and sure enough, the consequences were soon to follow. Paro tried to execute him, and Vayira, he was afraid of Paro, so he had to run, he had to flee to Midian. There is, however, another pshat. Rashi brings another pshat from Midrashim, Shmos Rabba, Tanchuma. It says that Moshe was puzzled, Machatu Yisrael, what did the Jews do? What did they sin? How bad was their sin that they are suffering the Shibud, the enslavement in Mitzrayim, more than all other nations? When he saw the way that these people had spoken to him, they said, Halar geniat amrka sharaktas ha-mitzri, he said, Loshen harayesh b'nehem. They engage in evil speech. How are they ruin l'geula? How will they merit geula? Achein no da ha-davar, the matter is known. Now I understand why they're suffering the Shibud. And sure enough, Vayishma Paro, how did Paro hear what Moshe had done? Dasan and Aviram, Hilshinu, they informed on Moshe, and that's why he had to flee. This is what the Shmos Rabba and the Tanchuma say. Rashi brings this after he says, Kipshuto and Kimashmo. Rashi says, Vayira Moshe, Midrasho, he was worried. He saw that there were Yisrael Rishayim de la Turin. The Midrash says, Lashon Hara, evil speech. Rashi uses the word de la Turin, which means informers, Mostrim. He says, now maybe they don't deserve to be redeemed. Rashi says, Achein oda davar kimashmo. The Midrash is, now I understand what was baffling me. Shayisi tamalav. What did Israel do more than all 70 nations that they're suffering? Avodas perach. Terrible work. Now I see, they deserve it. Moshe understood why the Jews were suffering. As a matter of fact, the Tanchuma says he had to run to Midian. He spent 20 years in Midian. Finally, the Jews were royal geulas. They deserve to be redeemed. It was the Lashon Hara, or as Rashi calls it, the De La Turin, the informers that were causing the Jews to suffer and to not be worthy of being redeemed. This idea, of course, Lashon Hara is a terrible avera, but beyond that, Mesira, informing De La Turin, informing on a Jew in a way that can get the Jew in trouble and even killed, is a terrible, terrible avera. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Mesoros, people who inform, among other types of terrible Rishayim, Apikursim, are going to go to Gehenim and are going to be judged there, L'dorei Doros. A Moser can be killed, he's considered a Rodev, someone endangering others. Mesira is a terrible, terrible Avera. However, as with everything in Torah, there are cases where Mesira is permitted, L'chatchila, or grudgingly, B'dievet sometimes, and Mesira is, of course, a very complicated topic. In this year, we're going to discuss one category of cases in which Mesira may be permitted, and that is the category of cases where someone is informing on someone who actually committed a crime for which he is deserving of being punished, and one is informing upon him to a government which will punish him according to a sovereign government which will punish him according to its criminal justice system. Even this subtopic of Mesira is a large topic, and we're not going to be able to cover every aspect of it. But we're going to discuss a number of the important sources on this topic. Our discussion will revolve around a central Gemara in Bava Metzia. Interestingly enough, this Gemara is an Agadata Gemara, but it is quoted frequently by the Poskim and is perhaps the central one of the central Gemaras on this question of cooperating with the criminal justice system to enable them to facilitate their punishing Jewish criminals. Gemara Bav Metzia, Pei Gimel and Pei Dalet, it says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he once encountered a par hagavna, some kind of official, government official, whose job it was to catch thieves. He said, how can you catch them? Thieves are tricky. The par hagavna said, well, what can I do? That's my job. Hormona demalka. That's my job. I have to do my best. He told him, let me teach you how to catch thieves. And he gave him a lesson. He said, when you see people who are dozing off, when they're drinking wine not at a time where they should be asleep, at the fourth hour of the day, it's odd that he'd be falling asleep. Find out what was he doing. If he's a Talmud Chacham, maybe he got up early. If he's a day laborer, maybe he got up very early, so he's tired. If he works at night, then he's tired because he didn't sleep at night. But if he doesn't have, if there's no justification for his being tired, that sounds suspicious. He's probably a thief. He's probably up at night, up to no good, stealing, and you can arrest him. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was a kind of Talmudic Sherlock Holmes. Apparently, he knew how to catch thieves by using these ingenious clues about their behavior. The government heard that he was so good at this. They said, Karyana di Garta, you will have a Pravanka. You should be the investigator. The reader of the letter should be its messenger. You carry out the job of catching thieves. He became the government investigator. He would catch thieves and turn them over to the government. From the continuation of the story, it's clear that he caught Jewish thieves as part of his job, and these thieves would be killed. This is not the United States of America where the thief goes to jail. The government was killing these ganavim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was not happy. He called Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Chometz ben Yayin, vinegar son of wine. You're not the man your father was. How can you do this? Ad masayata moser amoshel lukenu lahariga. How long will you turn over the people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be killed? They were being killed. He told him, what's the problem? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon defended himself. Kotimani mechalam min akarim. These are thorns. These are rishayim. Why shouldn't we kill them? Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha did not agree. He said, Yavo balakarim v'yachala es kotzav, let the master of the vineyard destroy his own thorns. You shouldn't be getting them killed. And the Gemara goes on, brings more details of the story. But this was the argument Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha had. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said, no problem, they deserve to be killed, they're rishayim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said, no, you should not be doing this. Yavo balakarim v'yachala es kotzav. A little bit later, the Gemara brings, he too became a government investigator and he was getting Jews killed. This time it was Eliyahu who challenged him. How can you do this? He gave a different answer. He didn't say they deserve it. His answer was, it's my job. The government tasked me to do this. I have to do this. Amar Le, not an excuse, Eliyahu said, Avucha Arek LaAsia, your father, when faced, once had to run away to Asia, Atarok LaLudkia, you should run to Ludkia. You should not be doing this, even if the government demands that you do, even if the price of refusal is exile, you should leave, and you should not do this. So we have a machlokus. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said, it's fine, they deserve it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Karcha said, Yavo Balakarim B'Yachala Es Kotzav. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, it's legitimate for me to do this because the government demands it. Eliyahu said, it's not legitimate, you should flee. How do we paskin? Not exactly clear. Again, it's an agadat gemara, it's not really a sugis halacha, but how do we paskin? As we'll see, many Rishonim and Achronim assume that the Ikar Adin is like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. As the Rashba is going to say, even if there was a criticism of them, they weren't doing something that was out and out usher. What they were doing was Meikra Adin Mutter. We'll discuss exactly why. But Lahalacha, many poskim bring this Gemara as proof that it actually is legitimate to turn people over to the government, to turn Jewish criminals over to the government. Now, besides the fact that we're getting a non-Jewish government involved, there are two great chidushim in this Gemara. First of all, normally, B'din Torah, we only punish people, certainly Chiyuv Misa, but even any punishment, even Dine Mamonos, we need proof, we need Eidus, or certain other types of proof in certain cases, but you need real proof. These type of circumstantial evidence, via flimsy circumstantial evidence, that's certainly not enough to execute someone B'dine Yisrael. Absolutely not. Even strong circumstantial evidence, we paskin, is not enough. The Pashtus is certainly not something like this. You need Eidim. So that's a question of process. People were getting killed without due process. And then there was the substance of the verdict. Theft is not punishable by death. Kidnapping is, but ordinary theft is not punishable by death. Even if there were two Eidim, how could he possibly get them killed? They're not Chayav Misa. So three things. First of all, he was involving non-Jews, non-Jewish governments. Second, the process was lacking. B'dinei Yisrael, you can't kill somebody based on circumstantial evidence like this. Third, the substance wasn't there. You can't kill a ganav. Suppose can deal with this. The Ritva in his Chedushim on the Gemara, the Ritva says, blow Edim v'hasra. There were no Edim. There was no hasra, no warning. Chiyav Misa needs hasra. The Sanhedrin wasn't operating then. It was not Bezman Sanhedrin. Certainly the process was not there. He asked about the process, not the substance, but he asked, the process is lacking. Shani Hacha, the Ritva says, it was legitimate because Shlicha de Malkahu. He was an agent of the Melech. The Malchus has the prerogative to do this. The Malchus does not need Edim and Hasra. The Malchus can kill people, Liaser Ha'olam, to punish people, to maintain law and order. He brings proofs to this, he says. And the Shliach of the Melech brings a proof from David, who once killed the Ger Amaleki without the full due process. Ushlucha Shel Melech Kamoso, and the agent of the king is like the king, so the king can kill without Edim and Hasra. The king's agent, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he can kill without Edim and Hasra. That's what the Ritva says. This Gemara is mentioned in several tshuvos of the Rishonim, and the Rishonim give two different, maybe overlapping, rationales for what the heter here was to get to kill Ganavim without Edim and Hasra. What is the heter here? The Ritva we saw says that the Melech has the right to do it, and that's one approach. Some of the Rishonim bring that Hermana de Malka, the Melech, is not subject to Dine Yisrael, to Dine Torah, to the laws of the Sanhedrin. Another approach the Rishonim bring is Chazal tell us in various Gemaras, there's a principle of Makin Va'onshin Shalom and Hadin. Beistin has the right to act extra-legally, extra-judicially, even when the standard Din Torah wouldn't allow for a certain punishment. Beistin has the right to do so. Then the Rishonim bring the Gemara that says somebody rode a horse on Shabbos and they killed him. And they killed him, because even though riding a horse is not the Chiyav Misa, but they killed him because the Hashar Tzricha Lekach. He had to be made an example of. People had to be taught a lesson. Beithin has the right to Makin Va'onshin Shalom and Adin. Different examples in Shas, violations of process, violations even of substance, like this case of the horse, so the punishment didn't fit the crime according to the standard rules. So we find a din of Makin Va'onshin Shalom and Adin. So sometimes Beithin has to punish people even in ways that are not according to Dine Yisrael. And the Rishonim invoke both these doctrines, sometimes independently, sometimes together, to explain the justification for Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon in the Gemara. The Rivash says, Kvar Yadata, that which we do, Dine Nefashos Bezman Hazeh, is not Menadin, because Kvar Batlu Dine Nefashos, they used to do this. There are numerous sources in the Rishonim, they used to actually practice Dine Nefashos in the medieval period. Says the Rivash, but you understand, that's not really Din Torah. Din Torah, Sanhedrin was Batel, and we don't have Dine Nefashos. We do it from Migdar Milsa, based on Kvim Makin Va'onshin Shalom and Atar, and Mashah Tzricha Lekain. Mashah Tzricha, if we need to do it, if Basin thinks they need to do it, they can do whatever they need to do. Brings various riots from Chazal. One of them is, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Hayahorik Barishig Yisrael, Behormana Demalka, Shalom Be'edim, Shalom Be'asra. Rivash quotes this in a list of examples of Makin Va'onshin Shalom and Adin. The Rivash seems to feel that this is one example of the idea that Basin can do things, Shalom and Adin. The Rashba has at least three tshuvos invoking this Gemara. In some of them, his language is like the Rivash. He says in one of them, in Chela Kesim and Reish Lamed Ches, he talks about how you should do things. If someone is a troublemaker, give him a chance. Start by being gentle. Try to dissuade him from his evil path. Eventually, you may have to punish him, he says. Basin has the right to do that. Even after Dinei Torah, Batlum, and Sanhedrin, we still have the right to do things. Letzorech Hashah. Brings various examples, Makin Va'onshin Shalom and Atarah. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he says, Gedolam Shel Yisrael. He was Horig Barisha Yisrael, Behormana Demalka, V'Shalom Be'edim V'Hasra. Like the Rivash, that Beistin has the power to act Shalom and Adin, if Hashah Tzricha Lekach, and that's what Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was doing. In another tshuva, he says, if the people in charge, the leaders of the community, felt that they had to do something, they had to punish someone, onesh haguf, corporal punishment, liknos mamon, liknas of mamon, l'tikun hamadina, l'tzarech hashah, kedin asu. That's kedin, they have the right to do this, Beis Din has the right to do, the leaders of the community have the right to do what needs to be done. Kol shekein with his Hermana Demalka. And even more so when you actually have Hermana Demalka, as per the story of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So the Rashba says, Beis Din can do whatever they want, regardless, and Kolshkein, Kalvachomer, if there's Hermana Demalka. The most important tshuva of the Rashba, however, the one that is quoted frequently in later poskim, is a very long and interesting tshuva. There was a certain Malshin, a certain troublemaker, an informer, in the time of the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah, the nephew of the famous Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah HaChassid, and the Rashba apparently was instrumental. He recommended to the government that they kill this person. as he says in the Tshuva, the government asked the Rashba, what should we do with this person? The Rashba recommended, we recommend that you kill him. And he was killed, apparently. People objected to the Rashba. People said, how could you do this? So the Rashba wrote a long Tshuva defending himself, even though we don't do Dine Nefashos Bisman Hazeh, made a number of arguments for why this was permitted for him to do. And in the course of the Tshuva, the Rashba writes as follows. He writes, Gedola Mikalelu, we didn't kill him, he says. You're saying, how could we kill him? We didn't kill him, he says. We were asked, Nishol Nishalim, we based on Reinu HaMelech, we were asked to examine his misdeeds and to recommend a course of action, and we said, you can kill him, Yachal Ancho, you can punish him, he says. That all these rules are rules of the Sanhedrin themselves, they have to follow all these rules of process, he says, but Dina de Malchusa, Ein Mashkichin Bekalelu. The Melech can do whatever it wants. Their din is totally on Yedias HaEmes. They just have to know what happened. They're not bound by all the formal procedural rules of the Sanhedrin. They can be punished by Dinei HaMalchus, based on Krovim, relatives testifying, even based on a confession, Shaloba Hasra. The Din HaMalchus just depends on Yedias HaEmes. None of these formal rules that based in Shal Yisrael has apply to the Melech. If you wouldn't say that, he says, if you try to restrict the Melech and tie his hands like the Sanhedrin, Hayholam Shamim, the world would collapse, he says. Nothing would work. The world would be desolate. All kinds of terrible people would abound, Dovrei Sheker, V'chavirehem. And Gedolam Izu, he says, Reb Elazar Rabbi Shimon, I have a Gemara for Reb Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he used to have Ganavim executed, even though the Rashba says, and this is the key part of the Tshuva everyone quotes, even though the Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha said, Chometz ben Yayin, and Elio said to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, what you're doing is not right. However, we can't say they were Ton Gemurin. They weren't doing something which was out and out Aser. Whatever the criticism was, it can't be that it wasn't Mutter Mikra Din. What's the sign of the Gemara? The Rashba says, Machmas Chasidusan. Because of their Chasidus, they should not have gotten involved in this, in punishing people where the Torah didn't say. That's what he meant, Chometz Ben Yayin. You're not a Chasid like your father. You're not an Avarian. He said if he was Toim, he would have said, you're Toim. Chas Mashalom, Gedoli, Yisrael, Chasid, Elion could have been Toim. He would have said, they're Toim if that's what happened. You're wrong. He didn't say you're wrong. He said, Chometz Ben Yayin. You're not a Chasid like your father. A Chasid wouldn't do this. Similarly, the interchange between Eliyahu and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel said, what can I do? Hermana de Malka. The Melech says I have to do it. Eliyahu says, well, you should run away. If it was Mamash Asur, that's not an excuse. I was following orders is not an excuse, as we learned in Nuremberg. If it's Asur, it's Asur. So you can't say Hermana de Malka. Eliyahu should have said, my chaz is damati dach, su muktvei. Who said your blood? You're going to die? So what? How can you kill him? Who said your blood is redder than his? That's always the rule. You can't. Ritzichas Yari Val Yaver, just because the Melech says you have to do it, and the consequences may be dire if you don't listen, that's not a heter. If it's Asur, it's Asur. Says the Rashba, the Iker is, as I explained, if you're appointed by the Melech, you can do whatever the Melech can do. Melech Mishpatim Elu Yamid Aretz, the Melech can punish people Shaloka Din, not according to Din Torah, and you can do it too. There is a Chasam Sofer who claims in a Tshuva that a non-Jewish government never has the right to execute a Yisrael, kol dineim neged Yisrael shelo kedin, but Achronim point out that this is against the Gemara, against the Rashba, against the Pashas of the Gemara. The Rashba says clearly the Melech has the right to punish people, even Jews, and we have the right to cooperate with that. And that's what the Rashba says. Hermana de Malka is the heter. He doesn't even invoke in this tshuva onshin shalom and adin, at least not in this part of the tshuva. He says the heter is Melech b'mishpatim elu yamid aretz. He's not bound by the rules of the Sanhedrin, and we are allowed to cooperate with him in this process, l'chol ha'pachos, if we are memunem in ha'melach. This Rashba is brought by the Beis Yosef and is widely quoted by later poskim as a makar that the government has the right to have a criminal justice system, even if it involves, both in process and substance, punishment for Jewish criminals, shaloka din Torah, even execution, and we are allowed to cooperate with that process. This tshuva was invoked by the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik dealt with a very lurid, salacious case that there was someone who died in suspicious circumstances on Isru Chag of Pesach, Tafresh Chav Gimel, so in the year 1863, died suddenly, suspiciously. The man's wife was suspected of having poisoned her husband. There were many umdanas, and it was a sort of confession. And she apparently was suspected of having had an illicit involvement with another man, and he may have been her partner in this crime. So there was some kind of possible love triangle where she was suspected of murdering her husband. And the brother of the victim, who wrote to the Maram Sheikh, he says, the Gaone Medina Seinu are telling him Tamua Gedola Etzlam, why aren't you reporting her? You should mitzvah, levayer hara, you should not cover it up. Nefesh tachas nefesh, you should report her and turn her into the government. So he asked the Maram Sheik, is that the right thing to do? Should we file a criminal case against this woman? Should we report the circumstances and the evidence we have to the government? Should we get this woman punished as a murderer? The Maram Sheik has an intricate tshuva going through different stadim. He says, on the one hand, even though we don't have Din Sanhedrin, there's still a mitzvah to mevayer hara. Even, he says, even if we don't have Sanhedrin, even in the case where there's no Hasra, the idea of Kippah, then the Chazal's time, they would be Gorem, the death of murderers, even without the full due process that normally the Mises Beis Din needs. However, the Maram Sheik says, for that you need Edim. Maybe not the full due process of Mises Beis Din, but you do need Edim, he says. Not Eid Echad, not a confession, and not circumstantial evidence, he says. The Gemara of Shimon ben Shetach, he said, I can't kill you. I have circumstantial evidence that somebody, that you killed somebody. He told him he saw a guy chasing someone with a knife. He didn't see the act of the murder. He saw the guy with a bloody knife and the other guy dying. He says, I know you killed him, but we didn't see the act of the murder. So here he says, we don't have actual witnesses. And even for Kippah, even for any kind of punishment, the Maram Sheik says, we can't punish him without witnesses. However, he says, we have all those Rishonim, the Ritva and the Rashba and the Rivash, who all say that Hermana de Malka, he lumps them all together, Hermana de Malka, we can do that. If it's a governmental criminal justice system, then that's legitimate. He goes back and forth on this. At the end of the tshuva, he says that even if we accept that it's mutter to cooperate with the criminal justice system, he says, that's only Ladina. Ladina you're allowed to. But from that same Gemara, Lazar Rishimon, he says, L'chal apachus, Gedola Yisrael shouldn't get involved, like the Rashba said. It's not Midas Chasidus, a chassid like Rabbi Lazar Rishimon, a chassid like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, they shouldn't get involved. Even if it's mutter mikra din, Gedola Yisrael shouldn't get involved. It's not appropriate, even if it's mutter. Therefore, the Maram Sheik's conclusion is, Ein limchos lachrina, you can't object if someone else wants to file a criminal case and get the government involved to punish the murderer. Manda avadu mishtadal kedin avad, they have the right to do that. Many poskim are makil, he says. These Rishonim, many poskim are makil that the government's criminal justice system, even when it means punishing Jews, even executing them, is legitimate, and you can cooperate with that. Gedolei Yisrael shouldn't get involved. You should be b'shev v'al tasa, and Hashem will punish, and Hashem will take care of it. So the Maram Sheik argues that Meikra Din, he's nota that it's mutter. He says, ain't limchos b'yadam, because many poskim allow it, but Gedolei Yisrael shouldn't get involved. Now, from the Maram Sheik, it's clear that he did not understand that Hermana de Malka was limited to someone who was actually a government investigator, like Rabbi Lazar Shimon. He clearly understood that simply as a citizen filing a criminal complaint, since the government is a legitimate government, they're allowed to, and they're supposed to have a criminal justice system, it's legitimate for citizens to file cases and cooperate. That doesn't matter whether you yourself are a government agent or not. He takes that for granted, apparently. However, Gedolei Yisrael shouldn't get involved. This case, the Maram Sheik says, occurred in Tafresh Chaf Gimel in 1863. About 60 years later, 65 years later, a very similar case occurred, a case that's discussed by an uncle and a nephew in the Sefer Tshuvas Darchei Shalom by Rabbi Yechiel Michal Leiter and by his nephew, Rav Nosson Nutter Leiter, in his Tshuvas Ma'oros Nosson. The Ma'oros Nosson dates his tshuva to Teves, Chafei Teves, Tafresh Pei Zayin. So that would be 1926, presumably, or 1927. He says there was a very salacious, notorious case in a place called Sambar, Yom Kippurim, or Matzah Yom Kippurim. Someone killed his brother-in-law. A Jew killed his brother-in-law. Another Jew seized him and turned him over to the police, and he was killed. He was executed by the government. The question was, did he do the right thing? He didn't ask a shayla at the time, apparently. Did he do the right thing after the fact? Did he do the right thing in getting the murderer punished and killed, or did he do the wrong thing? The Darkei Shalom says the question was, should we tell him he has to do tshuva? Should we prescribe tshuva for him? So both the Darkei Shalom and his nephew, the Ma'oros Nosson, discuss this. The Ma'oros Nosson discusses it at some length. The Ma'oros Nosson, the nephew, doesn't reach a firm conclusion. He brings numerous arguments that it could be mutter. He brings dadim that it could be aser. Tremendous amount of bekiyas. He was a great baki. I didn't see that he reaches a clear conclusion. His uncle, however, the Darkei Shalom, rules that it was usher for him to do this, and he needs to mekabel tshuva. He says, my nephew, Rav Nosson Nutter Leiter, brought the Gemara of Rav Lazar Rabbi Shimon. He did, briefly, that you see you're allowed to cooperate with the criminal justice system. So the Darkei Shalom has a number of dichuyim. He was muchrach, hormona de malka, like Rabbi Shlomo Rabbiosi said, he had no choice. Anyway, if not for him, it would have been done by somebody else, and he at least could make sure the innocent people, because he was good at his job, make sure the innocent people were saved. And maybe we're talking about someone who was a rodef, he would be Baba Machteres and endanger people's lives, and the Chum didn't agree, and part of the Gemara that we didn't do implies that he may have had charata, he goes back and forth. He brings all kinds of arguments that what he did is not really lahalacha, or may have been only in special circumstances, and he tries to imancha the Gemara, Achra calls it Tzarechian. He tries to imancha the Gemara from numerous ways. It is not, you cannot bring the Gemara as a general proof that it is permitted to cooperate with the criminal justice system to punish murders. His nephew, Rav Nassim Nata, says, I saw my uncle's tshuva, Sefer Nechma, and from my uncle, he says, and he took the Gemara and said, you can't bring a raya from the Gemara. It's actually a Pella. He ignored the Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Ritva. Rav Nassim Nata Leiter says, the Ritva says, Hormona de Malka, it's mutter. We saw other Rishonim say that, the Rashba, and so on, that the Rishonim said, that from the Gemara you see that it's mutter. They didn't say all these dechuyim that he brings. I'll call upon him, the Darche Shalom, Rabbi Chil Mecha Leiter said, it's usher, goes through various proofs, and counter-arguments, and he concludes his tshuva by saying, Be'ikra Shela, he brings a proof, he says, I'm not going to get into his proof, but he says, you cannot do it, he says, in general, you cannot turn over even someone guilty of murder to the government, if they're not asking you for him, certainly, he says, the person who did it, Shaloka din Asa, the Yasa Tshuva v'yiskaper. He has to do Tshuva. The Rav Nassim Nata in his Tshuva asks that Kasha on the Chasam Sofer. He brings the Chasam Sofer who says that the government, it's never legitimate for the government to kill a Jew, and it's a mitzvah to get him out, and to even bribe them, I think he says, if you have to get him out. He says that's what the Chasam Sofer held, but it's Tzarchi and Mikal Anal. It's against everything we said, that the government has the right to punish people. I'll call upon him, so the Maram Shik held, it was Mutter Mikra Din, but it's not Midas Chasidus, and Gedolei Yisrael shouldn't get involved. The Darche Shalom, Rabbi Chil Mecha Leiter, said it was out and out usser, and the person who did it needs to do tshuva. Rav Nassim Nata Leiter wasn't sure, brings Bekias on both sides, and ultimately wasn't sure. More recently, we have disagreements and different discussions by the poskim as to whether turning someone into the government for crime is permitted or not. There's a machlokus between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Yosef Sholem Elyashiv, whether a thief, someone who's been stealing Jewish property, whether we can turn him over to the government. Rav Moshe says we cannot. B'dvar ganav shaganav sefer Torah kli kesef mibeis haknesses, he stole a sefer Torah, he stole silver from a shul. Can we turn him into the court? The police, Rav Moshe says, mishtara, police. They're going to punish him, jail, it's more than dintari, he says. L'chara pashat ein shayach lahatir. Rav Moshe says, even if he's a ganav, we can't be machmer more than dintara. He says, again, the substance, the punishment they do is more than dintara. So he says, if they're going to punish him with things like jail and beatings and so on, he says, now let it turn him in. It's usher, no heter. Then he says, there is a certain heter Moshe concede from Azik as Harabim, someone who's an ongoing threat to the Jewish people. He didn't seem to consider this ganav in this category. And he says, Beganav uvamazik, someone who in the past committed crimes of Gneva and Hezek, you're not allowed to turn him into the government. What about the Gemara of Rav Elazar Shimon that he did turn Ganavim over? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, who did turn Ganavim over, says Rav Moshe that Beis Yosef said, the Rashba said, that was because Nisman El Zeh Me'amalchus, he was appointed as an investigator. Rav Moshe took for granted that when the Rashba said Hormona de Malka, he meant it's legitimate for the government and for its agents. It is not legitimate for a private citizen, for a Jew, to initiate a case with the government. So unlike the Maram Sheikh, who seems to have taken for granted it is permitted for a private citizen to report a criminal to the government, Rav Moshe said, no, the heter of the Gemara of the Rashba is only for the government itself and for agents of the government. It is not permitted for a Jew to file a criminal complaint against a crook, against a thief. Rav Elyashiv disagreed. Rav Elyashiv was asked about a case in Ashdod, seems to disagree. People had stolen from Kupat Ziburit, money from several times, cash was taken. There was circumstantial evidence, but they couldn't get a confession. They weren't exactly sure who it was, apparently. They couldn't get a confession. The question was, can they go to the police? The police has its own means of getting to the bottom of things, he says. But is that mutter? And also, there are secondary considerations. He's a Baal Mishpacha Gedola. The guilty person might be someone who's head of a big family. It might be a Chilul Hashem if the person was involved in the Avodas HaKodesh. They ask Rav Elyashiv, what should we do? On the other hand, we have a problem. Public funds are disappearing, and maybe other things are happening. So what should we do? Rav Elyashiv said, Mikra din, it's pashut, you're allowed to report him. He brings a raya from Panim Meiros. The Panim Meiros was asked about people who are suspected of crimes. He says you're actually allowed to torture them, to use a certain, if there was strong evidence, circumstantial evidence that they were guilty, you're actually allowed to use force to extract a confession. But he says, however, the Paramir said, but he's very reluctant to allow turning them over to the government, he says, because he says the government can kill them, he says, the government can, it can result in their death. That's a bridge too far. He doesn't want to allow that. Says Rav Eliashiv, that's obviously not relevant in our time, he says. The government is not killing anybody, he says. He says, therefore, Rav Eliashiv said that the Lo Shayach Bizmanenu, so min adin, you're allowed to turn them over. The Chil Hashem question, he says, I don't know the details of the case. I can't have an opinion. I leave it up to you, he says. B'mikra adin, Rav Eliashiv took for Dover Pashut, that you're allowed, he doesn't even bring the Rav Shimon Gemara, but he says, it's Pashut, you're allowed to turn them over to the government. It sounds like he's disagreeing with Rav Moshe. It's possible Rav Eliashiv was talking about someone who was an ongoing threat, then maybe Rav Moshe was talking about someone who was a one-time thing. He wasn't going to do it again, I'm not sure. But Kipshuto, we're talking about a case of a guy who committed theft in the past. Rav Moshe said, you cannot turn him over. Even Rav Moshe Shimon, it's only because he was an agent of the government. Rav Eliashiv said, you could turn him over. Mikra Din, you can turn him over. Just Chil Hashem is a separate discussion. Another discussion we find in contemporary poskim, child abusers, people who abuse children. Rav Eliashiv discusses this, someone who is misalel b'yeled or b'yalda, sexual abuse, binyane min. We can't stop him, he says. It's an ongoing problem. Can we report him? He brings the Rashba. He says we have a Rashba. The Rashba says that something which is a matter of tikkun olam, forget the government, he says, we can do it. He says, even without Hormon HaDemalka, based on Machin Vonch and Shalom and Adin, if we see that something has to be done, we can do it. That's one of the other truths of the Rashba, where he focuses on Machin Vonch and Shalom and Adin, even without Hormon HaDemalka. The Ritva on the Gemara says, it's Hormon HaDemalka, he says, but Lahalacha, the Rav Eliashiv says, even, again, he may be assuming in this tshuva that Hormon HaDemalka is only for the government itself, like Rav Moshe, but anyway, not like his other tshuva, or for some reason this is different, but here he says that this is Tikkun HaOlam, he says, we don't need Hormon HaDemalka, it's mutter because it's based in Machin Va'onshin Shalom and Adin. However, only if we're sure he's guilty, that's Tikkun HaOlam, he says, but if there's no Reglayim L'davar, it's just wild accusations, he says, that's, on the contrary, that's not Tikkun HaOlam, that's Heres HaOlam, and fine. I'll call upon him, Rav Eliashiv said, if it's a matter of Tikkun HaOlam, the person is a danger to society, he's abusing children, it's an ongoing problem, and we can't do anything about it on our own, certainly we can turn him in. Nothing to do with Hormon HaDemalka, that's because even without Hormon HaDemalka, based in his Machin Va'onshin, Shalom and Adin. Why didn't he simply say what he said in the other tshuva, that we can turn him into the government because as long as they're not going to kill him, it's okay? I'm not sure, but here he said, in this tshuva, he said, the heter is because of Hormon HaDemalka, and the heter is because of based in Machin Va'onshin, Shalom and Adin, and even without Hormon HaDemalka, it is mutter. And included in Machin Von Shalom and Adin, Rav Eliashiv assumed, in this case, practically what that means, Bizman Hazeh, is going to be turning him over to the government. Rav Asher Weiss, also, tshuva on sexual abuse, these are printed in the Kuntres Dam Reecha, published in Yeshurun a number of years ago. Rav Asher Weiss also discusses what should we do in these terrible problems. Rav Asher Kedarka Bakodesh dissects the Shaila analytically into several sections. Dini Harayas, what we called before process, the level of proof, and Dini Ha'onshim, second one is substance. What kind of punishment is permitted for an abuser? Third, Isser Mesira. In general, we don't want to get non-Jews involved. All three questions. The first question, the question of process, the Makar is the Gemara in Bav Metzia. We have a Gemara. The Gemara says that the Reb Elazar ben Shimon and Reb Shaul ben Yossi, they reported criminals. We don't know who the halacha is like, he says. It's whether it's like Reb Elazar ben Shimon or Reb Yeshua ben Karcha, but the Rashba says we pass like Reb Rabbi Shimon. So we see that because of Tikkun HaOlam, we can do this even without due process, without Edim, as long as we think they're guilty, we have Rishus to punish them, even Shloka Din Torah. However, that's only Mamunim Me'akol. Rav Asher says, maybe Rav Moshe is right. Maybe the Heter is only people who are actually government agents, or at least communal agents, Mitam HaKol, Mitam HaMalchus. Who said a private citizen has the right to do this? The Gemara is not talking about that. So he brings the Panim Eros, and he brings Rav Eliashiv, not in his sexual abuse tshuva, Rav Eliashiv in his Geneva tshuva. They said, you're allowed to go to the police, he says. If you think somebody's stealing, you're allowed to report him to the police, he says. So we see that the heter of cooperating with the criminal justice system is legitimate, not like Rav Moshe is legitimate. Again, maybe Rav Moshe was only talking about a case where the fellow wasn't an ongoing threat, and they're talking about someone who was an ongoing threat. But L'chol HaPachas, in these cases, the case of the Geneva of Rav Eliashiv, and the case of the abuse in the case of Rav Asher, In these cases, the Rav Asher concludes, you're allowed to go to the police, even if Rav Shimon was limited to cases of Hormuz de Malka, even though you might be able to argue that, but Ladina, he says, it's mutter to go to the government, to go to the police, the criminal justice system, even if you're not the Hormuz de Malka, he says, and therefore it's mutter. Therefore, Rav Asher concludes, it is mutter to file a criminal complaint. Again, he says, echoing Rabbi Yashav, he says in his abuse tshuva, we have to be very careful to make sure that he's really guilty, he says. Because not just to worry about every accusation and every rumor, he says, and parents who are might be seized by Behala, parents who are Behulim, he says, that all these precedents we had are all cases where there was strong evidence that he was guilty, he says. And then they were, you don't need Edom, he says, but you do need satisfactory proof, he says. But in such a case, we have no choice but to go to Ein Manos Umeflat to join forces, to cooperate, Milashatef Pula, Ima Shaltonas, Mafkad Melanin Zeh. And he says, however, we should try to keep it out of the, do it as quietly as we can to avoid Chil Hashem and to avoid Halbanas Panim. But in general, it is mutter to cooperate with the criminal justice authorities when necessary to stop an abuser. So we have the Gemara in Bava Metzia that says that Rav Rabbi Shimon and Rishwal Rabbi Yossi, at least they felt there was a heter to cooperate with the criminal justice system. Rishul ben Karcha and Elio were not pleased. Poskim generally assume that Meikra din it is mutter, and the objection was that it wasn't Midas Chasidus. There are some, we mentioned the Darche Shalom tries to say that there were special circumstances in that Gemara, but the Pashtus of that Gemara is understood by most Poskim is that it is mutter. It's mutter to cooperate in Ikra Din with the criminal justice system. There are, however, two major qualifications to that. One is that some poskim, like Ramosha, and his tshuva, some poskim suggest that that is only a heter for someone who is actually a government agent. It is not a heter for other people to just file complaints. And the other thing is, like the Rashba says, like the Maram Shik says, that even someone who is a government agent, it's still not Midas Chasidus. It's even someone who has the heter of the Gemara, it's not Midas Chasidus, and a Chasid and a Gadol B'Torah should avoid it. Ein Limchos Biad those who do it, but still a Gadol B'Torah should avoid it. There is, we'll mention one final tshuva. There's a tshuva in the Shevet Alevi. He was asked about an auditor, a tax auditor, someone who worked in the Misrad HaMeches. When he sees someone who was committing tax fraud, he had to turn him over to the courts. He wanted to know, am I a Malshin? Is this justified under Din Malchus Adina? Am I a Malshin? Says the Shevet Alevi, Meikar Adin, this, certainly it's Din Malchusa, and in terms of Mesira, he says, Meikar Adin, the Gemara of Lazar Shimon, you see that it is Mutter. It's Mutter because of Hermon of Damalka, even though Rabbi Shuban Karcha said, Chometz Ben Yayin, why are you doing this? Why are you killing people? That's because it was actual execution, he says, because they were actually killing him. But Meikra Din, if they're not being executed, the tax authority is not executing anybody, it is mutter, because it's Din HaMalchus, look in the Ritva, and therefore the Shevet Alevi says that Meikra Din, it is mutter, Meikra Din, it is, he says, Meikra Din, it is mutter to take such a position, there's no iser. The Chatchili says it's kedai not to take such a position, like the Rashba says, it's not Midas Chasidus to do this, he says, even for an ordinary person, apparently, the Shevet Alevi feels it's better not to take that job. And other sources for that, he says, but Meikra Din, the Shevet Alevi says, again, that doesn't get into the question of whether it's mutter for a private citizen, but at least for a government official, this is mutter, it is mutter to get Jews in trouble, if that's your job. However, he says, ideally, a person should, l'chatchila kedai, not to accept such a position. Other posts can discuss auditing as well. Ramosh himself has a tshuva on this, and the Mechas Yitzchak, there are other tshuvas involving auditing. I'm not going to get into the other perspectives on the topic, but Meikra Din, the Shevet Alevi, he brings his primary raya is from the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Just like Rabbi Lazar Shimon served as a government inspector, you can do that too. Even though he was criticized for it, he says the criticism was only because that was Dinei Nefashos, but when it's just a question of the modern criminal justice system where Dinei Nefashos is not usually involved, then it is Mutter Meikra Din. But even in that case, he still feels it's kedai not to accept such a job.